Oh, there's no podcast this week. Oh no, Jen, why? No, I want a podcast this week. I need something to listen to. Oh, Jen, I'm sad. I'm sorry, everyone. My schedule kind of got away from me this week, and my voice doesn't feel that great. I would like to give it some more rest. I've had to talk a lot this week. I think I never fully recovered from doing 6 shows in London and doing press. And then I came back to town and it was the holidays and my man friend was here. And I think we talk every 2 seconds. And then I am dehydrated and I haven't been doing my vocal exercises. And then I went to record and I was like, nope, this doesn't feel healthy. And I have to go to New York next week. So I will record a new episode of I Seem Fun, the Diary of Jen Kirkman podcast, and get it to you by Tuesday evening, December 8th. Now, that is American time. So if your Tuesdays come sooner, you know what I mean. But I will tell you a couple exciting things. One, I've gained 6 pounds in 8 days. It's as though I am Mrs. Claus, and I need to fatten up for the season. Now, I'm wondering if that's why my vocal cords feel tight, because my neck is bloating in on them, because I've eaten, as the kids say, all the food. And it wasn't even a Thanksgiving thing, by the way. I went to a vegan restaurant on Thanksgiving, and it was fantastic, and there was more food than you've ever seen. But it's a restaurant, and it's not like I had leftovers for days. And it's not like I made a pie at home. But I decided I'm jet lagged from London. The jet lag never left me in London, and it stayed for 3 days when I got home. I never seem to experience jet lag when I do the international travel. This time I did, because I think jet lag is as much a real thing, obviously, but you feel it as much as you choose to believe in it. That week, and I was really deciding to believe in it because I wanted to feel lazy. And so when I got back from London, I was like, you know what? It's finally a nice, beautiful little chill here in LA, as it should be in our season of winter. And I am going to eat every hour. Now, I eat a healthy diet, but you're not supposed to eat every hour. And that's what I did. So, that's the haps. Hopefully, during my vocal rest this weekend, I could drop some water weight LBs. Because I'm not Mrs. Claus. I don't need to fatten up for the season. There's a lot of pressure in podcasting to be thin. I can't tell you. I get calls from my producer, Mike. I get emails from the other podcasters on allthingscomedy.com. And they're like, are you going to the weigh-in? And I'm like, I won't be weighed in. And they're like, well, you won't be working with us anymore. So I do it because I love this podcast and I love you guys. Anyway, so exciting news. My book tour for 2016 is on. I know I was very vague, but I was told this summer that I'm going to host my own TV show starting in February of 2016. I was told that I would not really be able to do a book tour unless I wanted to tour on weekends in my spare time while working 40 hours a week hosting a show, and I didn't want to do that. The show fell through. No one is more grateful for something falling through. I know it sounds like bullshit, but I wanted to go on fucking tour, and I wanted to not have to end my relationship, and I wanted to do other things. So it's a blessing. So my book tour is back on. It is a very selective book tour. It is an actual proper book tour. It is not stand-up. It is not stand-up. I'm not getting up there taking myself seriously. I'm not taking myself seriously. In fact, I will be doing it in a Southern accent just so I can relate to y'all people. No, but I mean, it'll be stories. I'll be telling crazy stories about crazy jobs I've had and crazy things that have happened in my life and blah, da, 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 da. All under the theme of my book, which is I Know What I'm Doing and Other Lies I Tell Myself. And then I will read a short chapter from my book, and then I will do a Q&A. So think of some questions, and then afterwards I will do a proper book signing. Did I just say afterwards? Afterwards, I'll be doing a proper book signing and a meet and greet and all that kind of shit. And books will be for sale at every show. Now this one is April 15th, the night before my book comes out. See, I can't even do that. At the Bell House in Brooklyn. What a special thing. I know it's going to sell out. It always does there. And they're so good to me there. And I love the Bell House. Tickets are on sale now. Can you believe it? I put them on sale already. I was like, I know my people like to plan in advance. And it's tax night. Pay your taxes and then come out and relaxes. And so it's on jenkirkman.com. Click on tour dates. Oh, there's that rasp. Click on tour dates. Tickets are on sale now. But never mind that. The most important thing that we need to do as a family is come together, Los Angeles, for my show, the Jen Kirkman Dysfunctional Holiday Show at the Hollywood Improv, December 12th. Now, if you're like, I don't like comedy clubs, the Hollywood Improv is fucking awesome. It's super fun. You will love it. The show's at 8 p.m. It's myself, Sarah Colonna, Chris Frangiola, and Joe DeRosa. You will not find four better suited people for a holiday show. Between our natural good cheer and complete misanthropic tendencies and stories that are dark and jokes that are not meant to be told in front of the children in front of a warm fire. Come enjoy the Dysfunctional Holiday Show. And I will, of course, be throwing candy at the audience and maybe singing a Christmas carol along with the music so that you don't really have to hear me singing. Maybe there'll be some tap dancing. There'll definitely be fun and funniness. Come to the show. It usually sells out every year. Tickets on sale now. But what I need you to do is if you buy tickets, take a picture of them or a picture of your face and hashtag it JK Dysfunctional Christmas, but Xmas to keep it short. And if you want to capitalize the fun and dysfunctional, I ain't going to stop you. And then I'll retweet it and all that. You can do it on Twitter would be better because that's easier to retweet at Jen Kirkman, JenKirkman. Please do it. Please do it. Please do it. I don't know if people are coming. I really hope they are. We need to push units. How's that sound? Okay, that's it. And then next week we'll be back with a real episode after I do my vocal warm-ups, drink some warm water, do vocal rest for a couple of days. And I love you all. I miss you. When I don't talk to you guys, it feels weird. I'm always thinking about the podcast listeners and how you've given me so much over the years. And I want to continue giving it to you, but I also want to take care of my voice. And sometimes I know when enough is enough. So I will be taking a little rest right now so that I can do a jam-packed over an hour episode for you that will come out Tuesday evening, December 8th. Peace and love. Hug your friends. Hug your family. Hug your couch. Till next week. Have fun.